Okay, we're in Samasamach Tess, after Sif Yud Ches. Once again, we have a Mechaber Ramah arguing about a specific case. A basa should nimlach b'kli she'edem enok of yishah by kashir shiit numayim ala esh. Basa that was salted in a kli she'edem enok of, in a kli that doesn't have a hole in it, yishah by kashir shiit numayim ala esh. And it stayed in it the amount of time that is shir malicha. Now we've spoken many times about this expression, Kishir shiyitnu mayim alo esh v'yastilu lahasiyach. The amount of time that water under fire will cook. Rabbi Kivega points out that the word mayim here is lav dafka, means kishir shiyitnu mayim alo esh v'yastilu. It just seems that we shut it up with mayim. At any rate, kol masha mimenu b'tzir osa lo eich lo yach.
Right.
Question is a good question. I'll get to it afterwards. We're talking now about regular piece of salt that was salted and put in a regular pot. Very simple case of a woman who salted and did the wrong thing, put it into a pot that has no holes in it. So basa shenam al kli she'edem enok of yishah bei kishir shiit numayim ala esh v'yaschil la'aschiyach kol mash mimenu b'tzir osa lo'ech la'yafil etzli. The Mechaber Shita is that what becomes Aser is only the piece of the meat that's in the tzir, that's in the liquid that gathers. And even roasting it later doesn't help. The Chelek HaChaticha Shechutz HaTzir ain't Aser Mimeno L'Kedei Klipa Efilun Yesh Beishuman. Mechaber says something that's L'Chaira very logical. When you salt meat, you have to put it in the Kli Menukiv so that the dam and the liquid that comes out should run off. Let's say you put it in a kleem in she'ena menokin, you put it into a regular pot. Well, the part of the meat that's sticking above the tzir level, so what's the problem? Well, that dam runs down. The only area that dam is going to aser is the part that's in the liquid. So the part that's in the liquid, that becomes aser. The part that's above the liquid, that doesn't become aser. That's very misdaber.
Is that like the piece of meat in liquid?
It's similar to a piece of meat which is partially in liquid and partially above liquid. Except that here it's dam. And dam is not mefafeya lamayla. We say dam is a davar kochush. And dam doesn't spread up in an entire chaticha. So if it would be a davar shamein, it would be nefela, it would ask for the whole piece. But it's not a davar shamein. It's just dam. So the dam is going to is not mitzafei lamayla, and therefore the dam only asks what's in the tzir. That's the Mechaber's lashon. He actually says what's in the tzir plus a kedei klipa above it. Now that's not clear why, if it doesn't go up, why a kedei klipa above it. So the easiest way is to learn to Chavis Das, who says that the reason is that just it's Eif Shel Tzamtzem, so safety, we had a Kedei Klipa. That's what it says in the Chavis Das and the Biurim. And it's the easiest way to learn. So the Mechaber is very Geshmak. Okay? Dam is not Mefefeya up, and therefore, what's in the Tzir is also what's above it. It's regular salt and meat. Whatever it is, it's going to run down. Ein Baya. Now, just for your enjoyment, I'll add, why don't we say it's taka true, blood doesn't go up, but the blood mixes with fat in the hef that's aser, it mixes with the fats. Why don't we say because of that it should go up? So here the Shach and the Gra bring an old friend that the rule of Eina Nesa Yachalesa Bavakim Shena Isas Maye Yachalela Sham. The case we spoke about many times, people remember it as the case of the lemon in the hotel, where we said that if you cut a lemon with a treif knife, the lemon is batel b'shishim, the treifus is batel b'shishim, and we don't say that because it has lemon juice in it, and you can taste the lemon juice, so it's nasa nevela and should aser. We say, in anesar, the lemon juice can't aser, more than the treifus itself, which is batel b'shishin. The same thing here. The dam, which asks the meat can't asa more than the dam itself. That lashon is a shach ayin gimel, the short shach k'day klipa welcome shadaga b'chaticha shayya b'tzir. Afil yesham shuman lo yamina shemay l'chadam imay. Why don't we say that the shuman makes the dam travel more? The bechol duchti kaimalon de ena nesa yachal lesser ella b'makim sheitza asma yachal leila sham mitzat teva b'sheken och. Okay, it's not a hat, but it's a maliach of reseach. The malicha itself. If I would have a piece of treifa shuman and I would salt it and put it next to kosher meat, the maliach would be kareseach that sli goes kadek klipa by davashan and goes bekulai. So here also no bekulai otherwise. I'm sorry.
Here's not the tam that we're worried about, the dam itself. The dam mixes with the fat and it travels. So now the taste is above.
Okay, what you're asking is really a good kasha. The people garden talks about it. There's a concept we had somewhere in Basa B'cholov that hetem mefatim le'isser, that sometimes the isser itself could become fatty, so to speak, because of the isser mefatim le'heter. I mean, hetem mefatim le'isser. The heter, the shame could be mefatim, but apparently here it's not the metzias, and dam is dava kachosh, and it doesn't go. What? It's in the meat. Every meat has fats in it.
All up and down.
Up, down, and middle, all over. Okay. Chelav asis bekulai because of the fact that it's a davashame. I'll go bekulai. Right? L'chumrak deklipa, v'nishishim deklipa. I think so. So the, again, mechabashita is, what's the problem? What's under the tzir is aser, what's above the tzir is mutter. The Rama disagrees. V'yeshaisim kol achaticha afilu masha chutz l'tzir. Even he asks everything. Afilu nimlach ma'at k'derech she moilchin l'tzli, even if it's only a small amount of salt. Afilu shashim alicha rat ma'at akadei shenir tzir b'kli. As long as the salting affected it, that tzir gathers, then it's aser. Now why? The question is, why should this be aser? So Rama doesn't argue with the Mechabes Svara. Now whatever the tzir aser is, it doesn't the aser out. Why does the Rama hold the tap is aser? For a totally different reason. The Rama holds that in the top half, there's going to be dam shepirish mamakim mamakim. The dam below the tzir doesn't go up, that the Ramah is made it to. Mm-hmm. However, the Ramah here is a totally different cheshbon, but he's concerned that the dam shebesaiche is pirish memakam lemakam. If you look in Tazmem Dalit, I believe he brings it, yeshayis and kalafaticha, do iser mishom, dam shebesaiche, shepirish memakam lemakam, v'lo yoyaloi makam lotzeis, v'shom heniyotaf edei tzliya, kekosiv zeveheter. So he's saying that the reason is that in order for salting to work, salting works. It makes the dam move. But if it doesn't have a way to go out, it's like a traffic jam. It jams it, and all the way, even in the top piece, dam will back, be perished from Makam Makam. It'll back up, and it's also. So it's a very simple Machlaikas Machaber Ramah. The Machaber says correctly, which the Ramah doesn't dispute, that if you have a piece of meat in Seir, that the Seir asses and doesn't go up. The Ramah's concern that the dam that's in the top piece is going to be pirish makom lemakom. It won't have a place to go out, and therefore it has. He either holds that it's yaitzel etzdadim, that it still runs out or run out of the side, right? Or he holds that it's yaitzel into the bottom piece. And the Taz here.
Why is salting the top piece? Why is it? You're salting the top piece.
It's one piece, half in and half out.
The top piece is salted also, so the salt will take out the blood.
The half of the piece.
The half top, right? So the salt will take out the blood.
So you're very good. You go with, you hold like the Mechaber. You go with Shitas Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that, but the Rama holds, we're afraid that it won't. It won't be able to move out.
Therefore, that
I mean, maybe the mechaber is lighter that it backs up a little bit. Maybe the chavis das doesn't hold that that's the problem, but I think he alludes to a shach and it's a minayin that's mashma like you're saying. But okay.
So this theoretically could have been tested because how much steer running? Yeah, catch the dam, catch the deer, and you see how much.
I'll tell you why I can't test any of this, because they could have done it. That's a raya you can't test.
No, I'm
sorry. But okay. Well, we're certainly.
That doesn't answer my question. My question is, why didn't they do this?
Yeah, we could put some radioactive dye into the dam and.
You could catch it. You put a pot under the menucha.
Okay. You have 7 days. You bring the report back next week.
No problem.
Okay. Anyway, it's a simple machlekes b'chaber Ramah. Let's finish the Ramah, and then there's just one shaila halacha l'maisa that I'd like to discuss. The Ramah says the bottom line: chay neyegin midigus ta'aser and mashanais. This whole shayla is the piece that's half in and half out. He says, let's say you're in a butcher store and you pile up the meat, and the boss walks in, he says, oh, there you use the cliche of menokiv. So the only problem is that meat which is in the tzir. The pieces which are totally chutz latzir, they're perfectly okay. We don't say one meat sits on another meat, flush, tight, in a way that it does can't go out. Well, clean, right? The pieces on top are like a cliche, clean and look it. Has room to run out. It's actually suspended in the air. Even though it's touching the other meat a little bit. But so that's a great cooler because our meat doesn't give out a whole lot of tzir. I don't know, if you go see a salting, don't be shocked that you don't see stuff gushing out. It could be because we do such a hadacha and we wash it off so well. There is things that it does drip, don't get me wrong, but it's not the whole so much, it's not so much sear. And typically, the bottom layer would be osir and everything above it would be what?
So what's shakili yishen minukah? It has to be something like metal?
When pot, a regular pot. If it's at an angle, it's not a problem.
Another piece of meat.
Right.
Is that
kili yishen minukah? What's it running for? Yeah, as long as it's lamailam and atzir, it's called kili yishen
minukah. Something underneath the top meat. So if I had a piece of leather there, would I say it's a kili yishen minukah? I mean, do we say meat is porous and therefore it absorbs
it? No, it just doesn't sit flush on another piece. That's how it's explained.
That's what it is. It'll run off the
room. The shiloh that comes up is the following shiloh. Basically, we don't solve the cliche. The shiloh that comes up is, what happens if in the butcher shop, the salting meat, and a piece of salted meat falls on the floor? It falls on the floor doesn't have holes, and it sits there for 1 minute, for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes, and someone notices, uh-oh, the salted piece of meat fell on the floor. What is the din of that piece of meat? Or in the chicken manufacturer, whatever, chicken falls off the shackle if it's salted, and falls on the floor. I can't see everything. It's not a malach. So the question is: the floor, is it a cliche and a menokiv? Is it a cliche and a menokiv? So now, 1 minute, according to the mechaber, it only asks Masha b'sechat seir. But according to Ramad, that's his bakulai. It's pushing up in the market.
Is it open?
Open flat, so it's flat floor.
Is that the cliche of a menokiv?
No, it has to be at an angle to run off the side. The question is, what is the din of such a piece? How much time? What is the time factor in which it asks? Now let's look again at the Mechaber in Yud Ches. The Mechaber said, Shoa kashir shiit numayim alayish. The Mechaber said, we call that usually 6 minutes. The Shir Shiit Numayim Alo Eish, the Arsiach. However, the Ramah said, in the third line of the Ramah, Afilu Lo Shoshir Malicha Rak Ma'at Ad Shenir Ratzir Bekli. He said that amount of time that you see some liquid starting to gather. How much? That's not so clear, but certainly less than 6 minutes. So if you drop it for a second and pick it up, it seems it shouldn't be a problem. But we go with the Ramah. It's a shear kedei that some seer will gather. Look at Pisrei Tshuva Lamed Vav. Pisrei Tshuva Lamed Vav has a chumra here. B'sefer Chamudei Daniel. Shenir Atzir B'kli. B'sefer Chamudei Daniel Simalam Eches Kasav. Efshe. Now listen to this. When do you need an amount of time? Zedafka betchilas malicha. That's only when you first put the salt on it. The salt didn't affect the meat. Just like you turn a fire on under a pot, and it doesn't affect it the first instant. It doesn't make it hot. Same thing, if you salt it, if you're first putting the salt on it, then there's an amount of time. Avo, listen to this chumra. Be'em samalicha. If you already salted it earlier, and it's the middle of the salting, peletes miyad ma'at ma'at, and then it falls on the floor, immediately it's peilet ma'at ma'at, v'husim b'klishen imenuka v'ynofal al-karka, says an example of nofal al-karka, neser miyad, dadam perish m'makom l'akim. He says extraordinary chumra. He says you don't need tzir to gather, because the tzir is not asering. The problem is it's the dam that's flowing out is going to get backed up. And now it's going to be perishable makom l'makom. It can't go out. It's going to get stuck. And it's going to aser. So what is that? This is a good question. Certainly 6 minutes, because 6 minutes is kadesh yinal arvei asiyah. Certainly 6 minutes into it, maybe less, or even if it just started to give off tzir, and you see, tzir started to come out already, and then after that time, it's reseach. He says if you drop it on the floor for a second, miyad, it's going to be aser. Wow, man, that's a chumra. I don't know what they do in the butcher stores. It falls on the floor, miyad, in 1 second. He's saying that it becomes aser.
They work on flat.
Now, if they work on the slatted, like they have in the mikvahs, they have these, that would be good, even if it falls, it's a clean menukim. See, they happen to have, the reason they have it there is the floor shouldn't get slippery.
Right.
The floor shouldn't get slippery, so the water runs down.
That's good. Then you can pick it up and clean the floor.
But this extraordinary chumrah, who would imagine such a chumrah? Falls on the floor just for a second, then it becomes aser. What? You're worried the mechaber. Yeah, the mechaber holds only what's teichat sir is asir, right? The mechaber.
Oh, concerned about us.
That's good. Now, what? So that's going to be. We're going to talk about it after the half hour. Since you test chachah, we'll talk about it today. Now, I do have to tell you that later in Simin Ayin. At the end of Siman Ayin, there's a Ramah that says, Basar shenafel atatzir sha'al karka. It talks about Basar that fell on the floor into tzir that's on karka. Dina kilo is tzir b'kli. The din is that it's asar as if it fell into tzir in a kli. The Shach there says that it only becomes asar kadei klipa, which is not like our Ramah. Our Ramah says that it's asar b'kulai. So the Chavos Das brings pshat in the Shach as follows, important Shach. The Chavos Das at the end of Siman Ayin has a kitzer in the Chidushim. It's not something that everyone sees, but he has there a kitzer. He's mechalek, very interesting, between an earthen floor and a tiled floor. He says that an earthen floor, a floor that has earth, is similar to a kli menukiv. And it absorbs it, right? So sort of as a place to run off. He says the following. I read you, this is the last Chavos Das Chidushim in Siman Ayin. People usually learn the Biurim. Biurim are funny. It says Chidushim and Biurim. All the Chidushim of the Chavos Das are in the Biurim. In the Chidushim he quotes the Shach and Taz all the time. But there he writes at the end, he has Kitzer, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Vav Zayin, and Vav, he writes, Nofel Tzir Agabi Karka, Im HaKarka Mechusa B'Nisarim, if the earth is covered with boards, Ve'ne Cholok, Avak Kli Shein HaMenukiv, Ve'ne Gea B'Shuli HaKli, V'Mutek Shem Malicha, Nesek Kula. He says, if it falls on the floor, and it's within the tie of Shem Malicha, it's salted, Nesek Kula, Kedim Alev Kli Shein HaMenukiv, Ve'im HaKarka, Eina Mechusa B'Nisarim. If the karka's earth, it's not covered. If it's an earthen floor, now if you don't see any gathering of tzir, then we assume it ran off. But if you see tzir gathered together, so that's when the shach in the end of Siman Ayin is makel, they can rely on the mechar b'shita and only ask k'day klipa, because be'etzem karka is like a klisha in a menukiv, like a kli menukiv, and therefore he's meikel. So to review, something falls on the ground, the yad, the chimetz chmudi Daniel says that it's aser, the yad nabish. How aser is it? Was stuck. The Ramah says kulay aser, even though it's not so the staver. But that's only if it falls on the ground, not betchilas melichasay. If the fellas are putting the salt, drop it on the floor, that's not a problem. Because that the chamude Daniel's might not resiach yet. Mashaykin, if while it's being resiach, it falls on the floor, then you're in trouble, it's nesemiyah. The exception is, if it falls on earth, that's plain earth, which is not menusar, so then you can be mesemach on the mechaber and only aser. What's teichat tzir, if there is tzir gathered, which bisman hazeh would not be so shayach.
Unsalted meat into a pot, right?
So unsalted meat.
So how quickly?
Unsalted
meat. I put it in a pot. Then it's not salted. I take all of that. So again, this is really what you're talking.
Right. You need this amount of time till you see tzir start to gather at the bottom of the pot.
So I say, if it's some liquid, once it's some liquid, then it's also complete.
Excuse me. Is the minhag like the Chamudei Daniel? I assume so, but I don't know. It's not Shchiach, the whole Shaila, so it's hard for me to know if we pass that. Yeah, it's true. At the end of Chamudei Daniel, he says, Vitzarachiyad. And it's mistaver that it was a split second in the book. I'll tell you why. You know, you remind me. It's a Chamudei Daniel also. The Simit Tzadik Chest is a Chamudei Daniel who says, why don't you stick a milk is spoon, it's a flesh of a pot that's cooking, and the first instant you remember, you pull it right out. Somebody the deal says, in a split second, nothing happens really. But he says, I'll tell you plug, he says, to aser anyway. But he's masking that in svara, in a split second, it doesn't happen. So here it's a tzarachian, what's we say? So here it's a tzarachian, it's more mistaber that in a split second, you could be meikel. But what they do in the stores, I don't know. In the at least when I was there, no one dropped anything on the floor. And the truth is, as someone mentioned, they have, for safety reasons, they really have on the floor a covering for traction because of the wetness, which is the same as a clean menukiv, which would be mutter. So that would be okay. I'll tell you the truth. There's another thing. Is the Muhammad said clean menukiv, clean an angle, or something that's polished very well, the dam runs off. A lot of our tiles are polished very well. The tiled floors, I wonder if it's considered something where the dam runs off right away. I'm not so sure.
Between
what?
You're saying the earthen floor.
Earthen floor will make, right. It doesn't come out.
No, if it's a silicone,
it's a rubber. That's you're right. Okay. Lamaisa, you're right.
Isn't the earth slightly angled so that the floor is slightly angled?
Watch, the earth is round? Depends where the moon is at the time, the gravitational pull.
But if you pick it up and it's underneath.
If it's here, you can't say that.
It's here, then there'll be a problem.
Okay, I'd like to do Sifutes and Chaf. But I do want to be magdim one tmiya to which I have a problem with. There's a different Rebbe Kiva Eger elsewhere. The whole concept, someone asked at the beginning and I pushed it off till at the end. And we learned Sifri Tess, simple machlaikis, machab rama, about Basa Shinilot, Mukhi Shayna Medokiv. The sheer Kdei Shiyidnu al Ha'orvi Arsiyach is really something problematic because the language. How long does something have to sit in its malicha to become awesome? What's the amount of time? Chazal didn't give us a time. Achrayim says any number of maybe anywhere between 6 minutes and 18 minutes. There is a little bit of a problem that kidei shi'itna la'orva yarsiach, the amount of time you would put it on the fire and it would bubble, which the Mechaber says means if it would be mayim. First of all, it depends how big the fire is. Second of all, it depends how big the piece is. It's not mistaver that a big piece that's salted takes longer for the salt to acid the piece and a small piece which is salted. The ratio of salt to meat is the same, just one is bigger, one is small. So when you say, the amount of time it would take to put it on the fire and it would boil, if you're going to judge it, each piece by its size, it's going to come out that if you're doing a whole side of an animal, if you had that much water, it would take an hour for water to bubble. If you have a small piece of flanken, it would take 3 minutes. It's just not mistaver that this big piece, which has tons of salt all around it, takes so much longer to become reseach than a small piece. So therefore, the shear of kadesh yidnu ala orva yarsiach is something of a difficult shear to understand. And that's why I don't have a teretz. I don't know what teretz is. Rabbi Kivager elsewhere who's met me on it. And we're stuck with the numbers that the Achrayim give. The number 6 minutes seems to be a common shear. I asked someone last week, Rav Belsky said, in his shear, he said 7 minutes. Might be 7 minutes. But some shear of time around that is the amount of time. Although, remember that the Ramah says that if you see tzir already running off, the didan, they call it the Ramah, that's already reseach, and that's mistaver. You see, the Ramah doesn't need me to say it's mistaver. Just it's easy us to remember. We see it's the salt is working. It's causing it. Okay, Sif Yotes and Sif Chaf. Let's see Sif Yotes. Sif Yotes is an innocent-looking sif without any mefarshim kamat, and yet it touches on something major. Achashinul Chabasar, Vuhudach. Now going back to a normal, correct, we've been dealing for the last few weeks with mistakes. Now, normal case. You take meat, you rinse it, you salt it, you rinse it, you do everything kedin. After the salt was salted, not the salt, the meat was salted, and it was rinsed, kosher meat, you don't have to put it in hot water. The Rambam holds that dafka you should put it into hot water. Once you salt it, wash it off, do whatever you like. Why did the Rambam say you should throw it into hot water? So the Shach Ayaches explains, "Kidei lachloit v'litzames hadam shenisher b'saychay." There's something called chalita in the Gemara. Chalita is sort of a shock treatment to the meat. You searing it. You put it directly into something boiling. Searing is usually not in water, though. Here it's in hot boiling water. You throw it into the boiling water, and the heat will dry whatever dam. There's dam remaining, it'll dry it in its spot, in its place. And the Rambam holds such a thing. And if you want, you can do it. Now these words are important. We have here a new issue. If the salting, you salted meat, it's kosher. You can cook it, do whatever you want. Is the pshat that we say there's no blood left? Zero blood. If you take out some liquid and you put it under a microscope, it looks like blood. That's not halachic blood. The halacha is, just like we have a Kabbalah that salting works, we have a Kabbalah that whatever comes out with salting on a normal piece of meat is dam. Whatever remains, his language, it's innocent, it's mutter blood. So it appears that this is a machlok, it's the Rambam, and the shita that the Rambam passes like. The Rambam shita is that blood remains, but we have a Kabbalah that salting is enough, whatever remains is mutter anyway. It's dam, shall I perish? And what?
That blood
was not perish. Because we say whatever is perish goes out. But if later you're going to cook, then maybe perish will come back. But it's it's still called dam. The opinion of the Ramah is that that's not called dam. And even the Mechaber passed it that way, Lechatchila. Now, earlier, there was another innocent-looking sif hay, which also, no mafarsh and easy, it said after the piece is salted, if you cut it, we said if you cut a raw piece of meat, blood comes to the surface, you have to rinse it off. If you cut a salted piece of meat, no problem, you don't have to rinse it. I mean, today the ladies rinse everything anyway, but the halacha is, you have a salted piece of meat, and you cut it. That's what they do in the butcher stores. They salt it in big pieces, and then they go and they cut it. You know, the Mechaber said you do not have to rinse it again. After it's salted, it doesn't say it after rinse. It says, well, it appears that you don't have to do anything to it. It's interesting. But yeah, the Shah says, Aval Tashia Malicha Tsar Ladicha Sham Hatif. During the Malicha, you have to rinse it off. The question the Prima Gadim asks is why there he doesn't bring the Rambam Shita. Why does he bring the Rambam? Well, there's still blood inside, so if you cut it, you should, whatever comes to the surface, either rinse it or salt it again, do something to it. Right? If you have to share Malicha, it's still salted, cut it, you have to put salt on the cut. Why did you have to do it? What? It's before the Adach Hashniyah. So then why would you cut it? Bishlam alayt the Ramah that says there's no dam left. So there's nothing to do. You cut it, who cares? But light the Rambam that there's dam left. You should have to now salt the place of the cut. Because it's just salting instead of rinsing. Okay. Okay. So why did you have to salt it? This is the Prima Gadim's kash. So we have here two rather simple sifim, both of which should be tali in this shitas Rambam. Now it could be the mechaber is chayshish for the Rambam shita only lachadchila. Over there we have tzerufim anyway, because there you have to remember that a chaticha shenim lacha mitzad echad mikra din is really mutter according to the mechaber. So you have to be chayshish for a Rambam shita. It's only lachadchila. That could be the terrace.
Rabbi, why can't you say that's still in the middle of the process?
No, but it's after the Shir Malicha.
The
blood is out. It's after the Shir Malicha.
This seat, if you test this, after everything is done, now what are you doing?
Because you'll see in a minute that that's not true. You'll see in Sivchav. Sivchav is the continuation. Sivchav is something known as Maisa Derashi. There's a Maisa Derashi, which is brought by the Torah. It's brought by Taisis and Chulin Dav Kuvchav, and the Rosh bring it. A Maisa that happened with Rashi. It's not a Rashi in Gemara. But it's a Maisa. What was the Maisa? So let's learn the Mechaber. And I just, before we start the Mechaber, I want to explain to you that this is totally in Sifyutes. Rav HaShulchan says that's why it's brought after Sifyutes, the connection. And it's totally a Sifhei. The Maisa de Rashi, let's learn inside. Basa Shinimlach, B'shoa Kedei Malicha. You have salted meat. It waited whatever time you need. And you put it afterwards in a kli without rinsing it off, without doing the adach achrayna. You have a piece of meat, you salted it whatever amount of time, could be it was a whole hour. You're supposed to look at a full hour. You say it's still pilot seer for 12, 24 hours, it still keeps on being pilot. What's pilot later, we call it seer baum. Now you put this without rinsing it into a pot. And in this pot, the salt is still working. And you come back later, and there's a layer of liquid that came out of the piece of meat. What's the din of that meat? So Rashi said mutter. Rashi said that's mutter. Why? Why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? What would you say?
Because the blood of top is butter, maybe, but the tzir is kosher, and the blood of top is butter.
What blood?
The blood is on the salt to count.
Okay, the first step is what we're talking about. That Rashi Shita is that whatever comes out after Shir Malicha is not blood. We have a Kabbalah, all the blood goes out. That's brought in.
Doesn't that happen?
Why isn't that how it's salted?
That's
the second reason. Good. Okay, that's the second reason. Both reasons are brought here. The Shach brings one reason, and the Taz brings two reasons. What? Lohudach, and therefore. That's good. Okay. Step at a time. You're right. First things first, Shach ayin tes. The smiley mitzir mutter, atam. The tira yaitim abasa lachish shoshia malicha in the elamayel ba'alma. Right, the same yisoid that we call it that the yisoid of Maisa Rashi, that whatever comes out after it waits the shir malicha, such a thing is not blood; it's mayel ba'alma, and therefore it's mutter. The shak goes on. Afa bishamela shalabasa aser shadamu urvay. What about the blood that's already in the salt? The salt has blood in it from Tashir Malika. Vamelach Nismacha Bitsir. And the melach now, when you put it into liquid, is going to dissolve in the Chidasir. Mekobak in bottle who Bitsir, can't cost about Paiskim. Bottle again doesn't mean bottle Bishishim, it means the Kayach of the Melach will be bottle in the Tzir, can't cost about Paiskim. That's a little unclear, we'll see the Taz. But the side number one of Rashi is the side that we talked about, that whatever comes out after the time, it doesn't have a din of salt.
But it says that the liquid, or the first liquid from the melach, absorbs it within the second liquid, which means the second liquid now does have the first liquid. The first liquid is from the melach.
So chidaser because of the malicha, because now the dam fell in. Okay, good. Let's see the Taz Mem Zayin. We don't have time to go through the whole thing, but let's try to work our way through the first half of it. It reads very smoothly. Okay, try to follow along. Acha sheshoa k'dei malicha mota zem aisa derashi. Vatam de mishum hatzir ein lo aisrai dein oidam. Elamayel abasar. It's gravy. It's not blood. Shaharei achish hashar shir madichin oisir levashle b'kedera. Haraya, what do? You wash off the meat and you're allowed to cook it in a pot. Ve'chayshishin letzir adiflam imenu. Well, we don't care about the tzir that flows out later. Now, va'afal pishah melah shal habasa osir. Shadamu urimbay. What about the blood that came out within the shir malicha, which is now mixed into the dam? That's why normally we wash off the blood. We wash off the salt. That dam that comes into the salt is spent, it's dried out. Why do we say that it asks it every time you put it into water afterwards? Mali Maya, Mali Maya, Shneim Hetere. Elavadai, Dam Hamelach, Nisyamish Besaychev, Ein Lekach Lotes, Ken Kaitos Svarash. This is the first reason. This is very, till now, it's the same word as Shach. He's adding this expression that the Dam is Nisyavesh in the Melach, which was not the Lashon of the Shach. But he adds Inami, a second reason. What? It's dry, and it doesn't answer. The blood is not going to go back. It's not a liquid.
What is Nismacha? When we see where the Shach before it says about Melach
Nismacha Bitzir. It sounds like it dissolves into the tzir and it halachically disappears. Does it mean Shishim? I don't know. What?
That's very different than Nisyamish.
It's very different than Nisyamish, yeah. Okay. The truth is, I'm not sure. But he says, Arash Kosav Oin Inami, says a second Lomdus. The pasak koyach hamelach machma shehiflid es adam. This is a new concept that we haven't bumped into yet. Now, when you salt something like a battery has a certain amount of power. If it uses its power, it's finished. Not going to be diluted. Just the salt while it's on the meat. The power of the salt to heat something machma shehiflid es adam. Now with peiling dam umachmas oisay melach. Loi yichashav aikar eseach. That melach no longer is considered eseach. V'loi davi. Isn't that similar? Lebar yoina denafel lekimcha. Bar yoina, a dove, salted dove. A piece of meat. Shenafa lekimcha, that fell into, a kimcha is a mixture that has salt in it. Shoyenechsha kar eseach, m'hoya kimcha b'luach harbe. Then we say that the salt is pile. Atshayin nechal machas mochay. So much salt, ain't nechal machas mochay. Avshoya kutach nimlach bezman meruba. Kimcha and kutach is the same thing. Hasam le pasak kayach hamelach. He says like this. Yeah, what? Right, right. That's what he's saying. He's saying, when do we say salt uses up its power? When you're salting meat to draw out blood. But stabazai, if you salt your vegetables, you salt kimcha, salt still has power for a long time. You don't say salt loses its kayach. Only when you salt meat. So then we say this concept of pasal kayach hamelach. So it comes out a big nafkamina between Rashi's two reasons. The first reason of Rashi is that after the shear, there's no more blood inside. The blood is all gone from the inside. Anything comes out later is mayil ba'alma. That's Rashi's first reason. According to that reason, even if you put no salt on it, nothing, the salt wouldn't do anything because what's it going to pull out? There's no blood. The second explanation of Rashi's psak, which is that pasa kayach hamelach, that the salt is spent. Now it can't go back and aser. It can't aser anything. Now that may or may not agree with the first reason. If that the second reason in itself would not be matir, if without hadachi you salted the meat again, you put new salt on it, the second reason alone wouldn't be enough of a reason to be matir. That's why he says if it's nafal kimcha, the falls into kutach that's salted, then the kutach alaser. That's a nafkamina between the
that
two
wasn't salted
between
piece.
The
that
two
wasn't,
reasons.
That wasn't salted. That was an unsalted piece. The
right.
We don't know if it was salted.
So, salt. What we're saying there is that salt that wasn't used to salt meat is not pasak kayach hamelach. What? That what? What's always
Chem? The
he was talking there about salting meat for blood? See, I have to take a look. I don't remember that, if that's what it says. Baal Kapanim, we have here two reasons. Now, reasons don't necessarily argue. It could be both are true. Especially because it's a face if you test, where it seems that way, that we neman, there's no dam left after the Shem Aleichem. So we have here two reasons, and we're going to see probably next week an additional nafkamina between the two reasons. But we learned now two new yesaidis, Rashi's Maisa de Rashi, which is either the way the Shach says that there's mayel, that what comes out afterwards is mayel ba'alma, or this idea of pasa kayach hamelach, that the kayach hamelach comes to an end and it doesn't have a din reseach, and there'll be a nafkamina which we're going to deal with, which he talks about what happens if the meat was also treif. Also treif for meat. Now, if this treif for meat, you salted it, you know it's treif. You salted it, you put it together with other meat, salted. After the Shem Aleichem. Yeah. Now, could the treif is asim? And you hold the first reason, that the reason Rashi was makel is because there's no iser left, all the dam is gone.
So
that the salt still works, so that here it'll asim. Well, the dam may be gone, but the treif is still there. Shekhar, the old second Rashi reason that the dam has no kayach anymore, then later, that's a shalom, the Truma Sadesha, and he's titled in these two reasons. Right. See, that's what's strange. If you take a look at Shach Ayin Ches and Shach Ayin Tes, you would be struck, it seems to be a stira here. Shach Ayin Ches, he explained the Mechaber bringing the Rambam, Kedei Lachloit Ulitzame Sadam, Shinishim B'Saychai. He explained the Mechaber, Yechat Chesh put out water, there's still dam inside. He said, the Rambam disagrees. And then, in Ayin Tes, he's explained the Mechaber that there's no dam left. It's a little queer that he doesn't address the fact that he's ignoring the Rambam. He brought the last of cotton. He brought a Rambam. And now he sort of seems to be ignoring the Rambam. So it's a little strange that he should ignore the sheet that he brought in the previous of cotton. He should ignore it. There's only one way out. I'll tell you the way out. We'll go back to the Mechaber here. Turn back, if you don't mind, to the beginning of Sivchot. And this is where it gets a little a little confusing. The Maisa de Rashi is a nice Maisa. Rashi was Mekum. The last line of the Mechaber says the following. V'yesh misha oiser b'zeh u'b'zeh v'yesh lochash loy l'chatchila. Is a yesh misha oiser basa that fell into tzir after it was shah shir malicha and b'zeh u'b'zeh means sai if it falls in and it, its own tzir is what asers, or if it was basa shnafal tzir from something else that was after Shir Malicha. Any tzir that's after Shir Malicha, yesh mi she'oisa b'zeh b'zeh, v'yach sh'loicha sh'lechet chila, the Ramah says, v'yesh ha'isa ma'filu b'di'evek, k'dei klipa. Ramah says, we're going to aser, he says, k'dei klipa, which I have time, I'll explain. But 1 minute. We had this beautiful ma'isa derashi with two ezbeirim. Now there's a yesh mi she'oisa. Why? So I guess we should look up to Tysus. Tysus brings the ma'isa of Rashi. Yesh mi she'oisa, it says here Tysus. Problem is, if you look up to Tysus, Tysus is very unclear. Tysus brings that Rashi was Mekel, and Tysus writes afterwards a Lashon that Afal Pikein Yesh Lesar Kivan Shekein Nahogu, something like that. Kein Nahogu Ha'am. So developed Nemzon that if before you wash off the meat, you put it into Kli Sheinah Menokiv, that what comes out later, if you didn't rinse it off, Asers. Tysus says, let's Aser, because that's the Minig. There's zero clue in Tysus to why. Why is this Yesh Misha Iser Aser? What Nakuda is missing in Rashi Smara that the Yesh Misha Iser is being chayshish for? So for us, the best way out, because we have two kashas. We have one question, what's the reason of the Yesh Misha Iser? And then we had the kasha I asked you right before, why doesn't the Mechaber bring the Rambam Shita? He was Chayshish L'chatchila for the Rambam in Sif Yutes. Why is he Chayshish for the Rambam in Sif Chaf? So the best way out is to say he is. The Yesh Mishayser is the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if the Shir Malicha Dam remains. And this Yesh Mishayser is the Rambam. The Bera Gaila says Tysus and Mordechai doesn't say the Rambam. Okay, I don't know, maybe that's what Tysus meant. So this, what I call the best way out, is the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das in Lamed Bey says there's a Yesh Misha Iser in the Mechaber. Later in the Ramah, we'll get to next week, there's a Yesh Iser. There's another Shita that's Machmer. So the Chavis Das writes in Lamed Bey, the Tam HaYesh Misha Iser Svirulei Detzir HaYotze L'Achashir Melucha Hudam. That this Shita, the Mechaber, is that Rambam. That the tzir that comes out after Shir Malicha, that's Dam. B'tama Yesh Oisrim Shehevi HaRamah. The Ramah later brings the Yesh Oisrim. They can't be. The Ramah doesn't care about the Rambam Shita. So that Ramah can't be the Rambam. So he says the Tam of the Yesh Oisrim that the Ramah will bring later, HaKachar Le'svir Le'kein. He doesn't hold that way. So he holds of a different reason. Abadei yotze tzir mayel hu, rak t'nesa, mishum sheniv lahadam shalpanav, d'mayel gam kem reseach. He says the following. We had two cheshbainas in this taz. Cheshbain number one, in Maisa Derashi, was that the dam that comes out is not dam. Number two, we said, 1 minute, there is already dam in the salt on the outside. So we had a hezber, either it was nesiyavish, or that the salt spent all its kayach, it can't answer. So if somebody argues, he can argue for one of two reasons. Either he could argue and hold like the Rambam, that there's still dam. Or he could argue and say, no, there's no more dam. Still, the melach shalpanav has the kayach to answer. So Zav Techav is das, in the Mechaber, I'd rather say, it's chayshish for the Rambam, l'chatchila, just like in Sif Yutes. In the Ramah, who's not chayshish for the Rambam, and the Ramah is going to bring Yesh Oisrim. In the Ramah, we're going to learn, no. We hold whatever comes out later is not dam. Why are we asering? Because of the Melach Shalpanav, because the Melach still has a Kayach Tas. So what I'm saying is, we learned two reasons for Shitas Rashi. Reason number one is, the argument, reason number one is why the Mechaber brings Yesh Misha Oisrim, that's only the Chetchila. And the reason number two as we'll have to explain, is the Yesh Eisr, which we didn't learn yet, in the Ramah. The Prima Gadim on Pei, on Shach Pei, writes, Anan Kaimalan, we paskin like Rashi, that whatever comes out after Shia Malicha is Mayel Ba'alma. Is not Dam, is Mayel Ba'alma, so the Psak is that way. So we don't do Chalita, we don't do like the Rabbah. So even though Maisa Darashi, Taisa says, Yesh Eisr, Kimi Shakran Nohadu, we're going to have to find some other reason for the Yesh Eisr. The main Yisrael of Rashi, which is that whatever Dam comes out after Shir Malicha is not Dam, that reason stands. That reason remains. So, this Maisa Darashi, which we learned today, we're going to come back to next week, and we're going to deal with it. Just, once we have a Maisa Darashi, I can actually turn back. There's a Maisa Shel Hataz as well, which I should have learned before the Maisa Darashi, but it's in the next to the last line of the Taz on the previous page. I don't know if this, I hope this doesn't sound like, I don't know how to say this. Whenever we find in Shulchan, I shouldn't say whenever, usually, when we find a Maisa, Maisa Darashi, Maisa the Taz, most of the Maisa that are brought down, they were Mekel. Now, I don't know if you're allowed to say that when you're dealing in theory, is one thing. When you have a poor yidin in front of you with a chicken, you know, kech that teirad if you try to find a heter. So I don't know if we could say that, because the Taz was intellectually honest. But at least the maisim that are recorded are basically coolest. Now, why do I mention this? Because it's a way to remember. Maisa Darashi, somehow the words Maisa Darashi seem to, people seem to remember. But what a Rashi Paskin, we forget. Maisa Taz, you know, you remember the Maisa, but we, I don't know if you're like me. You know, I remember, people ask me, Shaz, I remember, oh, the Mishabura talks about it. What does he say? Let's look it up. You can go one way or the other. Typically, when we have these Maisim, they're Bekel. And let's see this Maisa of the Taz. Maisa Babi Irenu, Shehinicha Isha Iviz Shenimlach Vuhudach. Taz Memdalid, but it's the end. It's the next to the last line of Taz Memdalid. I'm sorry I have to turn pages so much, but it's your exercise for the day, I think. Maisa Babi Reinu Shenich Isha Iviz Shenimlach Vuhudach Alivish Shalaynimlach Shalaynimlach. Now what happened? You have a piece, a goose, that's a goose or a duck, someone told me it is. A goose, okay. You have a goose that's salted, ready to go. You're ready to cook it. You have another goose that was just shechted. Now, I mentioned to you in the past that they would salt things again later. They're not refrigerated. That's how they preserve things. They took the Iviz Shenimlach, put it on top of the Iviz Shenimlach, and they salted the Iviz Shenimlach. Had they salted the Iviz Shalai Nimlach, you'd have problems. They didn't. They salted the Ivas Shenimlach. So let's see the story. Maisa Babi Reinu, Sheniach Isha Iviz Shenimlach, Vohudach, a piece of totally kosher chicken, goose, whatever it was, on top of the Iviz Shalai Nimlach. Umalcha HaIviz Ha'al Yayna. She salted the top one. Vayazav Tzir Mimena. And now, something was coming out of the top goose. Now we assume it's not blood. Something was coming out of the top one. V'nishra k'tsas min ha'tachtayna b'sechatzir. And some of that bottom goose is now covered, I don't mean covered to over it, but some of it is immersed in that tzir b'klishen ha'minukiv. What? The top piece, but the top piece is kosher no matter what. Probably the bottom piece. The top piece is like the clean milk. There's no problem. It's kosher anyway. The bottom piece is now partially in tzir. So let's just remember. What was the Mechaber in Sif Yud Ches? Mechaber Sif Yud Ches said, a cliche and a menokiv. The Mechaber said, what's in the tzir is aser, what's above the tzir is mutter. Rashi said, the Ramah said, even what's above it is aser, dam shepirish mamakim mamakim. But here it was a little better. Because the bottom piece wasn't salted. It was the top piece that was salted. So he says, Nir Alisha, because Zayish Lusmach al Harosh, In such case, we can rely on the Rosh Rajba, Lailesa Raksha Munach Bitsir, to aser only what's in the Tsir, but Leaviza Tachtin Kinimlach, the cliche in a Menokit, then Kamalicha Klal. They weren't salting the bottom piece. If you'll be salting the bottom piece in a cliche in a Menokit, the bottom piece will come aser. They were not salting the bottom piece. And therefore, Rakav Leidin Kovish Bitsir, Shniska Sum Kafe, See, he says, in this case, we're only going to ask what's in the tzir, not what's above the tzir. Because it wasn't. Where's the kula?
Okay.
So the Kudus HaKesef says what you said. Look at the Kudus HaKesef, turn back again. Yeah. Who's your Taina? Taz, okay. Taina is the Kudus HaKesef. Baisa Babi Reinu. Zeh Poshut. He always starts off with the Taz. If he disagrees, he has tightness. If he agrees, Zaposhit. Listen to what he says. Zaposhit, why do you have to write this for? And he also salted the top one, he salted the bottom one. But Tamani Olav, but he says they even have a kasha on him. Amasha Osa, Masha Murach Betzir. Why did he ask for the part that's immersed in the Tzir? Since the top one was Nimlecha V'hotcha, so what's asking the bottom one? What, there's no issa here to ask her. Ve'efshir yesh toh seifer b'dvarav, tzarech lai v'shir Nimlecha V'loyotcha, oi ma'ev shir Nimlecha Shem Alicha. The Kusikasa continues on two pages from here. But what? The Rambam would agree, because the Rambam, not Nimlecha V'hudach. Nimlecha V'hudach, we don't know. Because there's no Reischem. Yeah, the Rambam himself might agree. But still, we're not passing like the Rambam. You're right. Like the Rambam, but we're not passing like the Rambam. See, Matzmiya. So the Aruch HaShulchan, it's really the Prima Gadim, but the Aruch HaShulchan explains, the Prima Gadim, that the Shad, the Kuzi Kesem and Taz, are talking about two different cases. The Taz, the Mice of the Taz, he says, was talking that the bottom piece was in the tzir, the shear of kavush kamavushal. It was in the tzir, the amount of time of kavush. Since it was kavush, so therefore, whatever is in it becomes aser. As taka chidisha, what's above it, we don't say, is pirish b'makom b'makom, only what's in the tzir is aser. Then the Kudus HaKesef, who was arguing, didn't understand its kavush. He understood that it was in the tzir, less than this man of Kedisha, so he says, why are you answering it? But halacha l'mais, it's poshut. If it's kavush, it's aser. They're that amount, and if not, it's not.
Kavush in something which is not aser.
Kavush? No, kavush, unsalted meat that you're kavish, we had earlier Siftes Vav, that's aser. Right, because of itself, if you're kavush, unsalted meat, then it's aser. So, Kopanim, this is the mais of the Taz. The mais of Rashi will come back next week. Between now and next week, just sometime during the week, remind yourself of the Maaseh Rashi.